Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We left off in the previous episode in 1 Samuel 28, where Saul had just got the medium at Endor to call up Samuel from the dead. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on with this. You know, sometimes we read these accounts nearly as if they're fiction, nearly as if they are just a mystical wandering of some prophet. And that's not true. This is very real stuff. This happened. Okay. She was able to call him up. The Lord warns us throughout the scripture not to do that, not to mess with necromancy, not to call upon the spirits of the dead. And you have to just sort of think very simply, you know, would the Lord be telling us not to do something that was impossible to do? In other words, it is possible to do this. And he's telling us, don't do this, don't mess with this kind of stuff. Well, Saul does this, though. Now, why does he do it? Well, we've already seen what he had been doing previously, but the next verse wraps it all up for us. 1 Samuel 28:15 says this, "Then Samuel said to Saul," so Samuel is speaking to Saul. Samuel has been called up from Sheol, and he said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Okay, so you see there's a couple of things going right here. That he has been brought up, and that word just literally means ascending, to climb, and literally up. "Why have you disturbed me?" This was a disturbance. And that same word is used for trembling and to rage and to be agitated and be perturbed. You know, "Why have you perturbed me, Saul, by bringing me up? Why have you disturbed me? Why have you provoked me?" Well, this ought to, you know, be not the way that he wanted to start this from Saul's perspective. So Saul answers. Listen to what Saul says. "I am greatly distressed, for the Philistines are waging war against me. God has departed from me and no longer answers me, either through the prophets or by dreams. Therefore, I called you that you may make known to me what I should do." Because remember, Samuel had died. The chapter starts out with this, that Samuel died. So Saul gets him, "I don't know what to do. I am so distressed. The Philistines are waging war against me." Well, that had been going on. God had departed from me. That had happened many years before. And now he says, nobody answers me anymore. God doesn't answer me. He doesn't answer through the prophets, he doesn't answer through the dreams. And so I decided to call you up from the dead. Verse 16, Samuel said, "Why then do you ask me, since the Lord has departed from you and has become your adversary?" In other words, why are you asking me for answers when God himself won't answer you because he's departed from you? And not only has he departed from you, he's now become your adversary. Verse 17, Samuel continues, "The Lord has done accordingly as he spoke through me, for the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor, to David." Now see, Saul knew this. He had suspected this. He'd already said it to David, that he knew that David would be the one coming. But now Samuel's confirming, "Hey, this is just the word that I spoke to you." Okay? This is the word that the Lord spoke through me, that he's going to tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your neighbor, give it to David. Now, there's several things going on here. And every time I read this and think about this, I wonder more and more. Are we seeing some gleanings into some things in the future? So Samuel's dead, guys. Okay, he's dead, but he's been called forth. His body's dead, but his spirit's obviously still existing. And he remembers what he'd said. He remembers what the word of the Lord was that was spoken through him to Saul. He knew the situation. He knew what was going on. Sometimes I think we think that when we die and we go on, that we get slate of our mind wiped clean or something. But he remembered all this. He knew all this. Watch what he says right here. This is Samuel still speaking, verse 18. "As you did not obey the Lord and did not execute his fierce wrath on Amalek, so the Lord has done this day to you." So he's telling Saul why the Lord's against him. He's telling him what he did. He's reminding him of all this. He knows this. So that's sort of intriguing to me. But he doesn't stop there. Samuel's still talking, verse 19. Moreover, oh gosh, in other words, in case this wasn't bad enough, moreover, the Lord will also give over Israel along with you into the hands of the Philistines. So he's telling him, yeah, the Philistines are against you, but guess what? The Lord is going to get over Israel to the Philistines and give you over to the Philistines. Listen to the rest of the sentence. Therefore, tomorrow, you and your sons will be with me. Indeed, the Lord will give over the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Samuel is not only speaking forth that which he knew previously that had happened in Saul's life and his life and the things that he'd said, all that kind of stuff, that in the past, he is still speaking forth prophetically in the future. And he's saying, as a matter of fact, tomorrow you and your sons are going to be with me. You're going to be dead. You're going to be dead tomorrow. And you're going to be here in Sheol. Now, let's read real quick the rest of the chapter. Then Saul immediately fell full length upon the ground and was very afraid because of the words of Samuel. Also, there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no food all the day and all the night. The woman came to Saul and saw that he was terrified and said to him, "Behold, your maidservant has obeyed you, and I've taken my life in my hand, and I listened to your words which you spoke to me. So now also, please listen to the voice of your maidservant, and let me set a piece of bread before you that you may eat and have strength when you go on your way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." However, his servants, together with the woman, urged him, and he listened to them. So he arose from the ground and sat on the bed. The woman had a fattened calf in the house, and she quickly slaughtered it. And she took flour, kneaded it, and baked unleavened bread from it. She brought it before Saul and his servants, and they ate. Then they arose and went away that night. Man, there's so many pictures right here. So Saul had not eaten that day. Was he fasting, trying to hear from the Lord? Probably. We don't know. We're not told. He hears from the Lord. He's absolutely terrified. He doesn't know what to do. The woman sees that he's terrified. She also realizes that he's weak and that he needs to eat and he needs to have his strength. And did she hear the words of Samuel here? How did this go down? We're not really told. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think if we got some more insight somewhere else, but I don't think we do. Was it Samuel speaking from the dead where only Saul could hear it? Was Samuel speaking through the medium to Saul, which is often the way that's done? In other words, that his words are coming from her. So Saul would have been hearing the voice of the medium, but it was the words. Whatever. Would the medium have heard and paid attention to these voices? Would she have known what she said? She probably knew. So she says, "Let me fix you a supper." This is a picture, is it not? And I think this is the last supper that Saul will eat. Because tomorrow, the next day, he's going to be with Samuel. Man, there's some pictures here, are there not? So they came, they ate, and then they arose, and they went away by night. Know this, we don't want to be where the Lord departs from us, do we? Yeah, it's a horrible place. Well, again, I'm Dale. We'll press on in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.